Laila, by Myrav, you don't say Tachnun. B'leli Hashmaras Nogun Lipal Al Peneihim Shehu Korev Layayim. When you say Slichas, you have to Hatzois. So you do Nefilas Apayim, because it's almost daytime. Yeah, that's if you say... That's in the morning. What if you say at midnight? What if you say at midnight? It's not Korev Layayim. What does it say in Yutes? As you test, we yesh nogim laharich b'slichas anochan ayom. Some say the slichas slower at the end. Was yipla apneim ach be'erev Rosh Hashanah la'itach meaning zeh shere einef ma'apneim be'erev Rosh Hashanah. So erev Rosh Hashanah. What's the meaning? I thought you say the abridged slichas. You don't say tachnen at all at the end. But you don't say tachnen at all. Remember, I don't think so. Erev Rosh Hashanah is the long one. Erev Yom Kippur is the short one. You don't say Erev Rosh Hashanah is the long one. But it says you don't say Tachnun, so what do you do? So you should finish before Alos HaShachar. You should finish the Slichas before Alos HaShachar. So you'll be saying the Slichas. So Erev Rosh Hashanah in the daytime, after Alos HaShachar, you don't say Tachnun. Here they start after Alos HaShachar. They start after sunrise. Start slichas after sunrise. You shouldn't say the tachna. Yeah, what is saying Yud Zayin? Well, if you daven in mincha so late that you get up to tachna and it's ready after laila, you shouldn't say the tachna. Ben Hashmash Shalai Lenogim Lipa, you do say. What does it say when you say Avinu Malkeinu by mincha Yuchel Adalag Avinu Malkeinu Kedei Lipa Mebod Yom? If you're saying Avinu Malkeinu and because you're saying Avinu Malkeinu is going to take so long. He won't succeed in saying Tachnun Bayom, so you say you should delete Avinu Malkeinu. You should be Mdalag Avinu Malkeinu in order to say the Tachnun Bayom. You know? People consider Avinu Malkeinu more important than the Tachnun. So he says it's not. Okay.
This Friday, because Sarah Batavis, we say Avinu Malkeinu by Mincha.
I don't know. What are you doing, Tainus Esther? It's Erev Purim. I think the minute you don't say Avinu Malkeinu.
Same thing.
The minute you don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Probably you don't. Gotta look in a good luach. Probably you don't. Let's see. Dalit, Nogosh, Lalu, Pantanam, Lalu, Beis Ha'ova, Lalu, Beis Ha'chosin. The two opposite reasons. Beis Ha'ova because it means Adin Mesucha. Beis Ha'chosin because it's a Simcha. What is he saying? Ooh, Beis Ha'ova, let's see, a long Mishnah Brew here. Chav, Hainu Kol Shiva, V'hatam, Do'oz, Midas Adin, Mesucha, Lo, V'akein, Yesh Zor, Melahagma, Midas Adin, V'atam, Dein, Filis, Hapayim, Balayla. Because Layla, Midas Adin, is Shiva. Okay. Filo, Acha, Shiyotza, Midbeis, Ein, Soch, Lam, Oh, if I daven in the Beis Ha'ova, and he didn't say Tachnum, when I go home, should I say Tachnum? He says, you don't have to. Filo, Acha, Shiyotza, Midbeis, Ein, Soch, Lam, Tachnum, Lekom, Yarach, Filish, Man, Esbi, V'kanal. But if you daven in Beis Ha'ovel Monday or Thursday, then you leave out for Urachim, that when you go home, you should really say the Urachim. And some say no. You don't even have to say the Urachim when you go home. If you daven in Beis Ha'ovel, okay, so you don't say Tachna, you don't say it later. Yesh Mekilim Bazet. In the cause of Davke the Beis Ha'ovel, Einamim Tachnun, Shodah Haskam Midas Adin. What if the Ovel comes to Shul? The Ovel doesn't have a minion at home, he comes to Shul. So that's in Shul. So then you do say Tachman. Aval Kashavu Mispala Beis HaKnesses or be Beis HaKhere and Atzib and the Gorim Acharav Yomim Tachanun. Mikama Kampa Aval Atzma Lo Yomim. The Aval and Shiva shouldn't say Tachman. Even if he's davening in Shul and the rest of the Shul is saying Tachman. I'm Beli Yorabi Shem Mistapik Dafin Shem Mispala Makam Ameis Shein Aval be Beiso Shalor Loima Tachanun. Again. I'm Beli Yorabi Shem Mistapik. What? What is he not sure? Afilu Shem Mispala be Makam Ameis Kishain ho ovel biveso. Felix Shemis Palo bimakam hameis. There's a minion in the home where the person died, but the ovel is not there. The ovelim are not there. They made a minion in the home. So he says, maybe even though the ovel is not there, since that's the place where the guy died, so the first 7 days, the Shiva, the Midas Adin is Mesuch, even though the ovel is not there. Shaila, okay. You don't say halal. You don't say halal. אפילו שואל לך כך לבייסו, אין צורך ליאמר. בחנקה יש גם מסהל, צורך ליאמר, כך בבייסו? Really? I thought bebeis oval. I thought you just don't say halala for shchodesh because that's a minig. So bebeis oval, the minig is that you don't say. But halala on Chanukah is a real din. He says you don't say halal bebeis oval on Chanukah. I'm very surprised. And I'm in halal bebeis oval. Roshchodesh mel bebeis oval. Feel shalach bebeis ain't soch liyomer. Ubechanukah shagomer mesahalal yechmuchib medina soch liyomer achakach bebeis. Abul b'shabbes shechalbo roshchodesh. Yeah. Oh, im cover as me so baregel. Filim is palim beisavol. Omim halal kevin she ein boy avelos. Again, avu b'shabes shechalbo rosh chodesh, and you're davening in beisavol. Why are they davening in the beisavol? Rosh chodesh chali is b'shabes. They can make a minyan in beisavol. Im cover as hameis baregel. Afilu im ispalam ebeis oval omim halal kim she'ein bo avelus. Why is it no avelus on Shabbos? Wow. You should find out if this is really the meaning, that ebeis oval on Chanukah, you don't say halal. Only when they go home, they say halal. I don't know. I never go to a beis oval. I never go to a beis oval. Let's see. So beis oval, he says, you don't say tachnun. But a little bit beis halchasin. Why? Hayne mishoshin nichnas l'chup. Beis halchasin means after the chuppah. Aval mikoydem omri. But before he got married, he's not called beis halchasin. Yesh mikilim ach b'shachris. I think that's the meaning. If the chasin is there in the morning, he's going to get married at night. So you don't say tachnun. Kosar achreinim dafilu yotz ach kach lebeisai. Kamkein. And so I davened at Beis HaChasin and they left out the Tachnun and then I go home. So he said, you still don't say Tachnun. Kem shoy be Beis HaChasin or be Beis HaKnes b'shas ha-tfila chol ol ol ha-simcha v'chem emila din ha-chi. Even when you go home, you don't say Tachnun. Okay. Lo Beis HaChasin v'lo be Beis HaKnes b'yom ha-milo. There's a bris v'lo k'shiyei sham chasin. There's a chasin in school. That's a shot. What if there's a bar mitzvah? What if there's a bar mitzvah? So by the Sfardim, Chacham Avadi has a tshuva. He says that they don't say tachnun when there's a boy becoming bar mitzvah. Usually by Ashkenazim, they say it's a joke that it says in the city of Yom Sheyesh, but beis mem means a bris milah. So people don't know. They think beis mem is a rashi teres, bar mitzvah. Chacham Avadi says that's their meaning, that they don't say tachnun when there's a bar mitzvah in shul that day. What does the Mishnah Berurah quote over here? If any one of the three Bali Bris is there, doesn't have Bali Bris, Mispan, Nikran, Bali Abris, Aviyah Ben, Asandik, Ramoyal. Not the Kvata. No, I'm Mitzvah, maybe I think that doesn't count. So if any one of the three are in Shul, so then you leave that Tach. There's a Shadow. Let's say you daven in a Shul, where the Moyal davens in that Shul. He has a Bris every day. So they never say Tachna. So Broya is because Katzenstein was a Moyal. So Rabbi Breuer introduced a new minig. You only delete Tachnun if the bris is going to be in their shul or across the street. If the bris is going to be somewhere else, they do say Tachnun. Even though the mo'el is there, because the mo'el used to be there every day. So you'll never say Tachnun. Let's see. The Ramo says, V'davke shamilo achosim b'yosu. Oh, the Ramo has it. V'davke shamilo achosim b'yosu 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 b'yosu. A little village, everybody knows each other, and there's a bris in the other shul. But then he says, you do say tachnun in the shul. Shabbos Baruch, there are two minyanim in the shul. There's going to be a bris by the second minyan, by the first minyan, whatever. So the other minyanim in the same shul, you do say, you don't say. Does the Mishnah Berurah say anything over here? Chav Dalin. It says a different shul. Mispalim Bazor, Kim Shem Igram, Macha Beis HaKnes, Shem Shom Or in the Teva, Ken Kim Shem Shem Beis HaKnes, Einam, Gam Heim, Einam. People davening upstairs. It's a different. It's not the Beis HaKnesses. They're not davening Beis HaKnesses. He says no. Since the Nigrach are the Beis HaKnesses, they do Nefilas Apayim because they can see the Yom Kodesh. That's considered davening in the same shul. Okay.
But often shuls like this, so the two like will be a main shul and a Beis Medrash.
Yeah.
Where the two separate rooms with two different Arabic. So
I don't know what's the meaning. Yeah, it's all minhagim. I don't know. I think in Rabbi Chalap's father's shul, I think the Shamus used to be a mile. I think they used to delete Tachnum all the time. You gotta ask them again what they did. Forgot they used to daven. The Yom HaMila Sheinomim Tachnum Davke Shachris Shemolim Oz Atinik Avo Mincha Afo Pisha Mispalam Eitz Atinik Hanim L'Omim Tachnum. You only leave out Tachnum by Shachris. By Mincha you do say Tachnum. By Sheini came Bechosin Sheinem Tachnum Kol HaYom Shem Mispalam Eitz Al Chosin. But the Sandik doesn't say Tachnun. The Balabris doesn't say Tachnun by Mincha. Everybody else does say. Sandik doesn't say. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes that four lines from the bottom on the second column. Kosovod is quoting the Chayyodim, I think. Balabris va Sandik va Moyal, the Abi Aben, and yeah, Einam Tachnun, Einam Liyala be Mincha, Fil Lacha Bicha Samosin. The Yantav Shalahem, the whole day is a Yantav, but the rest of the people in the Shul, by Mincha, they do say Tachnun, only by Shachris, not. Okay, what if the bris is going to be in the afternoon? Now it sounds very common to have a bris in the afternoon. So then, probably if the bris is going to be right after Mincha, right before Mincha, Mustafa, you should leave that Tachnana. Whenever the bris is going to be, if the bris is in the morning, then you leave that Tachnana by Shachas.
Is this afternoon you say by Shachas then?
Probably do. Now, Shani came because and Shani came because and Shani came it's not as mikra chasan ala biyom shenichnas l'chupa. What do you mean? Biyom? Ala mikra chasan biyom shenichnas l'chupa. I thought she was in the Mishnah. Why biyom? Chavav. Bizmanein and orgim shenifim kol she was in the Mishnah. Afilu im yoyim hashvi hu yom shmini shel ha-chupa. What is this? Afilu im yom hashvi hu yom shmini shel ha-chupa. How did that happen? In Mispalm Kodim Shahoya Akhupe? Gonim Hoya Akhupe Maat Koyim La Ere Biyom Rishon. Akhupe was late in the afternoon on Sunday, and I'm Tachan Al Yom Rishon Habo Maat Koyim La Ere.
On Sunday is really
8th day. Oh, you leave that Tachnun 7 days Ma'ais Le'ais. That's what he's saying. You leave that Tachnun 7 days Ma'ais Le'ais. So the chuppah was Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. So you leave at Tachnun till next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, even though it's the 8th day. That's why Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan paskens in his tshuva. They once had a sheva brachas. Marcus Katz, one of his children got married. I forgot already, but the son or the daughter, one of his children got married. So the last day of Shiva Simei Mishnah, Dr. Lam said he's going to make a sheva brachas. Because he gave money to the kollel, gave money to the yeshiva. So they scheduled it for something like 3 hours before the 4 hours before the shkia, something like that. I think it was in the springtime. So the chasen kollel came 3.5 hours late. So all the rebbes were there. So we ate the first course and the second course, up to the main course, and we're sitting and waiting. Right? Everyone's talking, waiting around. So then when they came, so the younger rabbeim said they should wash and we should bench and say Sheva Brachas, and then we'll serve the main course after the benching, because it was the last day of Shiva's Me'am Mishnah. So one of the rabbeim said, one of the European rabbeim said, nay, this is Shiva's Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan. Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan is Mar D'Asra. Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan says in the Tshuva that you go 7 days Me'is Leis. So Dr. Lim was very sharp at that time, so he said to him, he turns and he points and says, trying to be guy to Ilav Evi Parbanka, you prepared to say all the Sheva Brachas? So he said, yes, Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan's Tshuva. They said, okay. So they served the whole meal, and they took their time. And then when it came to the Sheva Brachas, they didn't ask him to say, well, the Sheva, they divided them all. Everybody said. We all went home, and we looked at Rabbi Yitzchok's tshuva. He says, fakir. He says, when you get the Tachnun, you go Me'is Leis. You delete Tachnun. When you get the Sheva Brachas, you don't go Me'is Leis. When the 7 day is up, is up. He remembered wrong. Yeah. Davka Noya Chosin Bochara Kaleb Sula. Aval Amon Shanas Almana. Yeah. Alman Shanas Alman, I was once at such a wedding. A Garush married a Grusha. The Chas and Kala were both divorced. So it says you don't have, you have Simcha 3 days. There's another Kresh Shlosha Yom, Chin Adin, Behu Rachum, yeah. But you only have Sheva Brachas 1 day. Simcha is 3 days, we only have Sheva Brachas 1 day. So the 1 day, that's a Machloikas. The chuppah was something like 2 hours before the shkia. Also in June, I think, around 2 hours before the shkia. I told the father of the girl he should hurry up and have them finish eating and say the Sheva Brachas before the shkia. Because there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch whether when a garish marries a grush, you only say sheva brachas the first day. What do you mean the first day? What if they got married before the shkia and they have the sheva brachas at night after the shkia? So do you say that's not the first day? That's the second day already. So some achranim say you do say sheva brachas. Others say you don't. It's not the first day. So the father of the girl was not a chassidish guy. He wasn't into shulchan aruch. He didn't understand. They didn't begin the Suda till an hour after Tzeisa Kachav. Yeah. But if one of them is getting married for the first time, then you have regular Shabbat Brachas for 7 days. Yeah. What does it say? Sifhei. V'mcholam mila b'taynas tzibur. Yeah, this Friday, Rabbi Newberg is having a bris by grandchild. And Friday is Tainas Tzibur. What are you doing? V'spalam slichas ramen vidui v'nef mal p'neim. You say the slichas and you say the vidui, but you don't say nefilas hapaim. Well, it's Friday anyway, okay. If it's Thursday, hastes, you don't say berachum. B'shachris, afilu b'makum shenogal yomro, below ze. What does that mean? I mean, there's some who have the minhag to say berachum on every tainus, not only Monday and Thursday. B'shachris, afilu b'makum shenogal yomro, the lois that means because it's a tonus. Rats a loima. Dog a beis a mekayim islam b'lo racham b'chol tainus tzibur abshena b'shena machamishi. That's what he writes in Chav Tes. Afilu hachi yimchal mila bo enam b'hu racham. If there's a bris, you leave that b'hu racham. Okay.
The end of Chav
Tes,
he says that the chassam shouldn't go to shul to prevent people from saying tachna.
Uh-huh.
Is that what we hold like that?
And broy is not that meaning. They tell the chassam to go out. The chazan comes to show you, tell him he should leave before the chazan finishes. Chazar Hashem.
That what?
Rav
Breuer was not Magvid. Rav Schwab started that they should go
out. Oh, Rabbi Schwab started that? Oh, because of the Mishnah Brewer. Oh, okay. Okay. So apparently they're two minhagim? Okay. Okay. Let's see. Sivav. Noga Shlagli Papnein Betu Biov. That's a Gemara. What in Nagu? That's the Gemara in Perakazahov. That when they put Ablaz and Chermi, Davin at home, and his wife thought that it was Rosh Chodesh and he wasn't going to say Tachna. That's what you see from the Gemara there. Vlobi Mincha Shalofanov. Meaning is even Mincha before Nagu. Vlobi Chanukah. Yesham Gambi Mincha Shalofanov. Bechain Nagu. Even Erev Chanukah Mincha, you don't say. Bipuri Meinef Malpaneim. Okay. Some detour quotes, some guy say, you do say Tachnun. On Purim. What better day is there to say Tachnun than Purim, where our prayers were answered? What does the Mishnah Berurah write? Lamed Gimel. Hayne b'shnei yamim. Gam b'Purim kot, Mishanam b'Veras. This year, all 4 days of Purim, you don't say Tachnun. All 4 days of Purim. Uchol leilu, enayim gam b'mincha shalof anav. Gam b'lag b'aymar, melvad b'erev Rosh Hashanah, b'erev Yom Kippur, enayim oymer b'mincha shalof. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Tachnun. But the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's too much. So then you do say Tachna. Erev Yom Kippur, you don't say Tachna. The day before, you do say Tachna. Okay. Yeah. Belagbaima ein neuflim, Erev Yom Kippur ein neuflim, mechein Erev Rosh Hashanah, afilu shachris. Okay. Minik pashen shalali, pantanem b'chol chadish nissen. V'lo b'tisha b'yav. Tisha b'yav is called namoy. V'lo b'en yom kippur l'sukis. Okay. V'lo b'en yom kippur l'sukis. V'lo mitchilas rosh chadish sivin. Ad acher shavuot nachamo, v'loy mitchilas rosh chodesh sivan, v'loy mitchilas rosh chodesh sivan ad acher shavuot. Yeah, meaning is that you don't say tachanun that whole period of time. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Lamavav that by the chassidim that meaning don't say tachanun the 6 days after shavuot because there's a din of tashlum and who's the first one who has that? Beish mekames nogim. What's this? Lamed aleph, lamed beis. Morgan Avron has it, Prima Gordon has it. Okay. Yeah, but that's not our minik. In the yeshiva, the minik is you do say Tachna 6 days after.
Sukkot
also? But between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. No. It's only Tashlum in 6 days after Shavuos because there's no Chol HaMoed. On Sukkot, the duration of Sukkot, you don't say Yisroel Chag, the minik is you don't say Tachna.
There's also a place
you
don't say at the end of the Tishrei.
Yeah. Yeah, the Morgan Avraham quotes that also. We don't have that meaning in the yeshiva. Yeah. Let's see. I think Rabbi Eshi Biller told me. He instituted in his shul, whenever there's a suffix tachnun, you got to say it. Because they like to be mezalz on the tachnun, so he wanted to be mechazik, the reciting of tachnun. Whenever there are two opinions, the meaning is that you do say. Okay, what's in ches? Ein adam mechash v'ashoy lipa aponav shemispala ala tzibur elen kein hu batuch sheyonik yeshua benun. Yeah, we don't have noif aponav. Nobody, Rabbi Yarusi does to kneel on the floor. So Adam Chashim shouldn't do it, the tzibur, if he's davening on behalf of the tzibur. Alan Cain, he's batuach that he's a friend of the Lord. We don't have the minig bechlam to do. Also, l'chal Adam lipal aponav, b'pisha dayim raglayim, afilu im ein sham evin maskin, because there may be evin maskin is below. That's the goyim and such a girsa in the Gemara. Yeah, avol, im noitek tzas, let's see if he leans on the side, muter, im ein sham evin maskin. And if there is an Evan Maskus, then you shouldn't do even leaning on the side. What is he writing, Mem Beis? Abba Kishyesh Evan Maskus. If you know that there is a stone floor, Lo Mehani Hatoy Al Tzidon. Kem Shul Pisha Daim Ram Lai. Okay. Echein Yasab Yem Kippik Shalof Mal Paneyem. Well, you should be Mata Al Atzad. Im Yatsiru Shamasov, Im Kreil Hapsik Ben Akarka. Echein Yasab Yem Kippik Shalof Mal Paneyem. What, you should be mata al atzad? What does he say? Oh yatziu. Ah, not im yatziu. Mishnah Berurah says mem dal. It's a misprint. Oh yatziu. That's a lema. Oz hafila below hatoy al tzidem shori. Mishnah Berurah, I find a meilu should tziyarnu. Okay. That's what we do. We put paper on the floor. The carpet, if the carpet wouldn't have been attached to the floor, the carpet would be mopsy. But whatever is mechuper, the karka, so the wooden floor is not mopsik, because maybe there's an Evan Maskus below. We'll be here when they built it. There was no Evan Maskus. So
what if it's like a second floor, second story?
Uh-huh. Like so you know there's no Evan Maskus. You say, Yechoshish, there may be an Evan Maskus below it, so it's also awesome. Yeah. I don't know. Here's a Bir Aloche for the Gaboim. Who has the right to say Kaddish? They had the meaning only one person said Kaddish. So that's it. If you had different people, who has the right to say the Kaddish? I was old age, he used to tell the story that the Shagasai once walked into Shul and Shachris and the Balabatim were fighting who had the right to daven for an omen. So this one said that whatever he has in the middle of Shloshim for one relative or brother, and he's in the middle of Yud Beis Kaddish for a parent, who has the Kedima? So the Shagasai says, well, flip a coin. Well, Vav Girl. So they said, what do you mean, Vav Girl? But there are rules and regulations in the Magen Avraham. So they said, how do you think the Magen Avraham figured it out? He used to make fun. What is he trying to bring out? Magen Avraham didn't flip a coin. There are certain halachas that are not halachas. It's just to maintain peace and order. They shouldn't kill each other. So they made up rules and regulations. There are certain halachas that are not halachas. Which one has the right to say that? All things all men hold them. Okay, what's Kuflam and Beitz? Metargamen Kedusha Sabal Tzim Tzach Lezabam Yad Rama B'Kavam. We say the Kedusha and we say the Targum also. The Linyan and Mayachid Oimo, are you allowed to say it without a me? And Dina Kedin Kedusha Shab Yoytzer. Say Machlag Zerishayim about Kedusha before Kriyashma, whether you need a Minyan or not. So the Ramo's meaning is Lahakel, that a Yachid may say the Kedusha in the Vol of Tzion, and he may say the Kedusha before Kriyashma as well. You say in Aramaic, you shouldn't say because Ram, because it's not proper that two people should say it together. Why not? What's that meaning all about? Because then someone else may say together with me. What's wrong with that? What does he say in Dalit? What's a loimar? The Bipsuke Hakdusha Shabiloshan Akurish Namarm Dafke Barabin. Bipsuke Hakdusha Shabitagan Namarm Dafke Biyoka. Tisha Kol. Shehu b'loshen targum ein loymer osa berabim. Taz, what kind of a rule is that? Al kein kishamir kedusha de sidra b'tzibur emer kol yachid b'fnei atzma b'lachash atagum shal kedusha dozel mikri b'tzibur. Everybody says b'lachash. V'zeo ma she siim haramo shalol yomer b'kol rom. Because someone else may say simultaneously with me. V'im ispal shalol b'tzibur yochol emer b'kol rom. Because no chashash someone else is going to say with me. He's not davening. I'm davening at home, I'm the only one. So then you can say The whole of Avodatziyim we call Ram. But if you're davening in shul, you shouldn't say the Kedusha and Targum we call Ram, because someone else may say at the same time, and there's something improper about that. I don't know, he doesn't explain why. Also, Lodum Lotzes Beis HaKnesset Kredim Kedusha de Sidra. Shouldn't leave shul before the Chazan says the Kedusha and Avodatziyim. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, and hey, Yemara says, Kim Sho'olam Miskayim Alzeh, that's what keeps the world going. Vav. Beis Yosef. No, that's a Gemara like that. That's a Gemara. I mean, that's the reason why you shouldn't leave shul, because that keeps the world going. So therefore, Tzarech Lizor, Milizalzel, Bazal, Fim Masha, Diyana, Liyad, Nenoch, Nahad, Vyama, Bitsib, and Mela, Tzarech Lizor, Shalot, and Mikedim, I feel him, Yitzel, Liyama, and Bifnei, Atzmo, Lo, Bishas, Hadchak. More correct is to say, Bitsibur. So you shouldn't leave, even if you plan to finish davening where you are, because you're not going to have a minion. So more correct is to stay in shul till after, which is really stay in shul till after Kaddish Tiskadol, which is going to be after Avodatziyim. Okay, he has to run to work. But he should try to stay till after Kaddish Tiskadol, or at least till after the Kedusha, the Sidra. Yomim Machasim Atfilo Aleinu L'Shabech Me'umad Rizol Yomim B'Kavonik Shemagil Elo Yoshia Yapsik Miyad Koim Shemar V'Anachnu Karim V'Mishtachlim V'Modim. Otherwise it sounds like our God is also Eloi Yoshia. Or it sounds as if we were bowing to the Eloi Yoshia. So you should pause in between. The Omrim, Kaddish Yosam Achar Oleinu, Afilu Ein Yosam Ibeis HaKnesses, let's say there's no one in Avelus. So the Ramah had a Giris, so the Vilna Gaon says that it's a mistake. Is he quoting it from Sa'ogur or something? So he says, Afilu Ein Yosam Ibeis HaKnesses, Yamar Osam Misha Ein Lo Avi Ein. Someone should say, "Afilu mishiyesh laaviyem yochel yomar, emein ofer viim or makpinim." The Ramah holds that the kaddish after aleinu is the gemar of the tefillah. So it's not a kaddish yosim. Even if there's no yosim, you say the kaddish after aleinu. That's the meaning here in the base medrash, because Rav Soloveitchik used to be makpid on that Ramah. As Rabbi Blau will always say kaddish, even though there's no oval saying kaddish. Even though the Vilna Gaon says the whole thing is a mistake, but the Ramah says that's the meaning. The Yeshlamet Pit Maktoris Erva Boiker Acharat Filo. We don't say it. That's Nusach Svart. We say Pit Maktoris before Baruch Shama. So the Shalosh says there are two minhagim to say before, have to say after. So he recommends to say twice. Such a serious thing. Such as fake the dinner, they should say Pit Maktoris twice, before Avodatziyim and after davening also. Okay. Yoramim Tchila Enkel Akeinu. We don't say Enkel Akeinu. We only say Enkel Akeinu on Shabbos and Yontov. That's a machlekes. What is it all about? The Ashkenazim usually assume Enkel Akeinu is to make up for the Mea Brachas. Then on Shabbos and Yontov, the Shemoneh Esrei is so much shorter than on the weekdays. How are you going to get Mea Brachas? Every phrase, Enka Lekenu, is counted as a bracha. Enka Denenu is counted as a bracha. Enka Malkenu, Enka Moshienu. Those are four brachas. Mika Lekenu, Mika Denenu. Each line counts as four brachas, so you have your Mea Brachas. But on the weekdays, when you say a long Shemana Esrei, you say you don't need the Enka Lekenu. And the Ramah is recording a different meaning. They say Enka Lekenu even on the weekdays. Yamim Enka Lekenu, Yamim Hashir Shalabim, Hayim Veis Hamigdosh, Shachris Belevad. Why don't you say Mincha in the Beis Hamikdash? You used to do in Mincha also. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah has the kasha after Beis Hamikdash Hayamim Shir Al Nischaya and Gam Al Tamash Al Bein Arba'ayim. How come we don't say Shir Shal Yom by Mincha Ochem? If they should come upon Hayakanim Trudim, they were busy. Why are you moving? Asach Mish Bein Arba'ayim Balayla U Balayla Enomim Shira, really? Nischaya is good even Balayla, but you can't sing Shira Balayla. The Fichu Nogim Lom HaShir B'Shachri is Levad. The Vilna Gaon says that it's not right that you say Shir Shal Yom. You say it's on Rosh Hashanah. You say Wednesday, Monday, whatever. They didn't say it. They said the Yontav Dikah Shir Shal Yom. They didn't say the whole Shir Shal Yom. I think Rav Soloveitchik told over the story. He once davened in Vilna, and the Groz Klois in the shul where they claimed the Vilna Gaon used to daven. So they were saying the wrong Shir Shal Yom. They were saying, so it must have been Yontav. They were saying the regular weekday Shir Shal Yom. So he said, but this is the Gaon's minion. And the Goyim didn't say that. So he said, keep your mouth shut. We don't follow those men home. The Goyim ran the shul. The Vilna Goyim didn't run the shul. Whatever he said didn't count. Yesha Kosvu. Why didn't they show Amira? The Makam Akhtar, the Hashinu Shemi Yidalek, Echad Misam and Maneho, Aminu Shuhai Nisim, Chisach Mukos and Maneho, Lach and Nobu Shalal Yamba Bechol. That's why the meaning is really, you don't say Pit Makhtaris on the weekdays, only on Shabbos. Oh, of course, that's the meaning Ashkenaz. You don't say, the meaning Sfari say Pit Makhtaris. I was wondering, why did he say Pit Makhtaris? Meaning Sfari is he say on the weekdays. Meaning Ashkenaz, you only say on Shabbos because you have a lot of time. On Shabbos, they run through the Pit Makhtaris though. He says on the weekdays everybody has to run to work, so they were afraid he may make a mistake and may leave out one of the summer manel. On Shabbos everybody has time, so you say it slowly. What's that pasuk? I don't even know what the pasuk is. I don't even know what the pasuk is. Really. That's in the Mishnayis, it says like that. Every kohen did an avodah, it says, Yishtachva v'yotza, he would be Mishtachva, then he would be. So, Zechut to the Beis HaMikdash, when a person is about to leave shul, he should bow a little bit, Yishtachva v'yotza. How do you like that? Okay. Up to Kuflam and Gimel. Very good.